Bad River submitted its water quality standards to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last week. Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins says a proposed Pinoki Range mine gives them a sense of urgency.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say that didn't register as a potential threat right there. There are obviously open pit mining initiatives targeted for waters that are directly upstream of the Bad River Reservation. With these water quality standards that we're setting, we're merely trying to protect ourselves and our natural resources.
Wiggins says runoff from a mine could pollute rivers running through the reservation and into Lake Superior. EPA Tribal Standards Coordinator Kathleen Mayo says they'll decide whether to accept the proposal within the next 60 to 90 days.
We actually review the water quality standards against our regulatory requirements. So wherever there's an area that is not consistent with EPA regulations, that would be something that would definitely raise red flags. I mean, it just can't be a number that's pulled out of the air. They have to have some support, some research behind it.
Tribal officials say the standards are within the boundaries of the Clean Water Act, but in some areas are stronger than current regulations. EPA environmental scientist Robbie Anson says they are allowed to do that.
Yes, it could be, so long as it's stricter because they are looking to protect a specific designated use.
Bad River wants stricter levels to protect fish caught for tribal consumption. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.